I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, how Dr. Tommy John is trying to make sure more kids don't need the surgery named after his dad. But right now it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The 2018 World Cup is underway, and everybody's watching, Charlie, right? Even you?
I did get up on Friday morning early and watch Uruguay and Egypt. See, one of the great things about the World Cup, I don't know much about football, but I'll tell you what, live sports in the morning is over breakfast is a great thing, no matter what you're watching.
And you're going to get a lot of it over the next couple of weeks if you want
it. Oh, yeah, because the time differences are ludicrous.
Thursday's opening ceremony got the tournament off to a very fun start. I understand there were birds involved. What was that all about?
Well, one specific bird, Robbie Williams, made the universal gesture of displeasure to a camera during the opening ceremony, and apparently will go down in World Cup history as the worst entertainer ever to appear at a World Cup. I think his hand is now second only to Maradona's in World Cup history. Hey, you got to admit that that's a pretty good reference for somebody who knows nothing.
It's excellent. Excellent. I'm very impressed. The U.S., by the way, is sending more visitors to the current World Cup in Russia than any other country. I hadn't known there were so many fans of Iceland in the U.S.
Well, not only that, Bill, but as you know, relationships between the Russian and American government are at an all-time high, so maybe we're just going over there to see our new friends.
Maybe that's it. Charlie, since we last spoke, another Triple Crown winner has been, well, crowned. Justify won the Belmont Stakes, thereby increasing his value as a dad. His breeding rights have sold for $75 million, so not much chance Justify will race again, I suppose.
I doubt it very seriously. I think we've seen the last of him on the track. It's very strange about Triple Crown winners. They seem to come in bunches. We had Secretariat Affirmed and Seattle Slough, bing, 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 and then didn't have one for years. And then we had American Pharoah not long ago and now Justify. Mm-hmm. If the rule of three prevails, we'll have another one sometime in the next couple of years.
So Justify is the king of horse racing. And for a time, the sport of kings had a queen, too. Is that enough of a hint for you to guess who owns Call to Mind, the horse that paid $560 after winning the Belmont Gold Cup Invitational a week ago?
Well, I suspect it's one of the Queen of England's few non-corgi animals that she owns.
You're right.
Thank you.
And apparently Her Majesty was very pleased, according to a spokesperson.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's good for the old gal, you know? I mean, I would like to see her some year at Churchill Downs in a big old hat. Of course, she wears big old hats anyway.
Pretty much all the time. This week, a hockey-loving couple married at Disney World's Epcot Center, and they got the surprise of their lives when a tall, statuesque guy named Stanley crashed the party. Who was that?
It was the Stanley Cup, Bill. I didn't know it did weddings.
Bob Myers, the general manager of the Golden State Warriors, announced this week that the team would give Kevin Durant, quote, whatever he wants in contract negotiations. How much do you think he should ask for?
Well, if you're actually doing that, sure, I think he should ask for the Golden Gate Bridge and a few wineries and wine country and, you know, perhaps the deed to the Transamerica Tower.
Former Old Dominion star basketball player and Olympic coach Ann Donovan died on Wednesday. She was only 56. She played before women's college hoops became a much bigger deal, and I think it's fair to say the game owes a lot to her, don't you think?
Oh, there's no question, because not only was she a talented Hall of Fame basketball player, she was an extraordinary coach at every level.
Bartolo Colon recorded strikeout number 2,500 this week, Charlie. At 45 years old, he's tied for 33rd on the all-time list for strikeouts. How many more years do you figure he needs to go before he catches Nolan Ryan at the top of that list with 5,714 strikeouts?
I have no idea how long he's going to pitch, but he can still strike out major league hitters, which probably does prove that hitting a baseball is the hardest thing you can do in sports.
Sometimes you encounter dramatic evidence that you should change jobs. I think it's fair to say that Aaron Laffey, who was a 33-year-old minor league pitcher in the Mets organization, bumped into some of that evidence on Wednesday night. He gave up 14 runs and walked off the mound and said, I quit.
I can see where this guy has just decided to look at baseball and go, yeah, it was fun, but this is going to look bad on my permanent record.
Right. And finally, Charlie, we have another fine candidate for best name temporarily adopted by a minor league baseball team. For 5 games this year, the New York Yankees affiliate on Staten Island will be known as...
The Pizza Rats! And I don't know what that means.
Well, look at the cartoon.
I mean, is that a beloved local street gang from the 1930s or what?
There's nothing like cute rats. You got to recognize that. Cute rats, pizza, viral video.
The only time I've ever been to Staten Island was a result of the fact that I got lost on I-95 and went over the same bridge 4 times. I saw no rats and no pizza.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.
Can't get enough of Charlie Pierce? Subscribe to Only a Game on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please consider leaving a review of Only a Game. Your comments make me smile, and they also help other listeners to find our show.